You're listening to the audio production of Springs in the Valley by L.B. Kalman, published by Zondervan and read by Austin Gray.
He sendeth the springs into the valleys, which run among the hills. Psalm 104, verse 10. January 1st. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 7 through 10. We are entering upon a new year. Surely we cannot but believe a new age. We have rightly learned the lessons of the past, where lies before us a heritage of unspeakable blessing, which none of these vivid metaphors can too strongly describe. Infinite sources of blessing, for the fountains and water brooks are but the figures of God's illimitable grace. For with him is the fountain of life, a fountain fed by eternal springs. They tell us of God's boundless supply, bread without scarceness, Deuteronomy 8:9. The olive oil that speaks of the Holy Ghost, the honey that tells of the sweetness of his love, and the pomegranates that are the seed fruit, which speak of a life that reproduces itself in the blessing of others. They tell of the nether springs which flow from the depths of sorrow in the hard places, in the desert places, in the lone places, in the common places which seem farthest from all that is sacred and divine. How delightful it is to have his gladness in the low places of sorrow and to be able to glory even in tribulation also. They tell us of pleasures that come out of the very heart of trial, treasures wrung from the grasp of the enemy. How precious the springs that flow into the places of temptation, for there is nothing in life so trying as the touch of Satan's hand and the breath of the destroyer. How sweet it is, even there, to find that the light is as deep as the shadow, and heaven is nearest when we are hard by the gates of hell, so that we can count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, and can say, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." James chapter 1, verse 12. How blessed to drink from the springs of health and find our strength renewed day by day and the life of God flowing into even our physical organs and functions. All my fresh springs are in thee. Beloved, God has for us these springs, and we need them every day. Let us drink of the living waters. Nay, let us receive them into our very hearts so that we shall carry the fountain with us wherever we go. We shall never be springs until God comes to us. We shall never be fresh or fruitful or useful to others till God comes to us. If we do not have constant visitations of God, we shall soon cease to be springs, and shall go back to the old, dry, and barren days. Let us claim our inheritance in these coming days and find the hardest places of life's experience, God's greatest opportunities, and faith's mightiest challenge. Springs in the valley are very unusual, but he will give us both the upper and the nether springs. January 2nd. Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. Luke chapter 24, verse 15. A night in spring, and then two men walking the Emmaus road, saddened by their master's death, bowed down beneath their load, when suddenly another overtakes them as they walk.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?